And just let your body and your mind come into rest, come into neutral, and come into receptivity. Know that the energy in the room is set for receptivity. It's set for opening and honoring. And most importantly, it's set for love. And let each breath bring in that love. Bring it into the center of your chest. Bring it into your heart. And let your breath talk to your heart. Say hello, good morning, and thank you. Thank you for beating each moment. Thank you for letting me live in this day of love. Thank you for opening me to new possibilities. Thank you for the love that surrounds me in the room. And let yourself feel that wave of love as each heart is multiplied by another and another, so that together we create a field of love that changes not only us, but that changes this day, perhaps this city, perhaps this state, this country, as our waves of love go from that small center in our chest and are amplified out into the world by the message of love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so once again, you hear the voice of my partner, but it's different. And some of you will feel that, or he has stepped aside completely. The field that is generated here is immense, and it is one that intertwines and is tangled with a confluence of yours. I think I told you once that my partner cannot channel me when I'm without other humans. It takes humans in order to channel, for there is an alliance, a continuity between us. And that allows you to feel the reality of this. Never been human. Don't have to be. There is no description of what this energy is that is channeled except for angelic, and that's not right. There's another word. It's home. And that is what you have inside you if you will allow yourself to understand it and feel it, if you'll allow yourself. So many humans hear this voice, will sit in a room, and you're almost there. You're almost ready to say, okay, I want to feel this energy as different. I want to know where it's from. I want to feel home. I want to feel the heart connection, and some do immediately. There's so much love here. What is home to you? Oh, it's far different when you talk about spirituality. What is your core? What if it is your core? The complete and total essence of you. And that's what it is. Wrapped in your inner child and the innocence of all things. The beauty And there are so many of you who will not let yourself go there. You're just a little too responsible, aren't you? My partner went through an interview lately with a magazine. And the magazine started asking questions, and I popped in to answer them many times, and the answer was compassion. Well, what about this? And the answer is compassion. What does the world need at this point in time? Compassion. What is the new politics of earth? Compassion. It is the word of the year of 2017. And as you look around, you may see the absence of it, or what appears to be the absence of it. And dear one, sometimes it's got to be black and white before you see the white. Sometimes you have to see what's missing in a more profound way so you won't simply go on the same track and say, well, I'm fine, when you're not. Compassion. There are those who study numerology and they say the next number that will be identified is the master number 44. That in ancient Tibetan numerology, only three master numbers have been identified. Only really a third of those that exist have any meanings at all. That's correct. You are approaching a meaning, an understanding, a definition of 44. I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. And I've said this before. You're not there yet. Some of you remember a message that I gave that said the next step for humanity is for you to return to the basics. And understand that the planet called Gaia is you. And you cannot separate the two. And that all through the ancient history, they never separated them. That the ancients to this day start their days by honoring the east and the west, the north, the south. And that so many of their ceremonies, even today, are with Gaia. It's not quaint, dear ones. It's essential. It's essential for you to understand that the planet is alive and you are part of it. And in order for your consciousness to start evolving and raising, the alliance with Gaia must begin. It's a return to what you already knew. And this is available. If you know what to do, all it takes is the intent in a new consciousness for you to start the alliance. There are those who would say, well, I've got too much cement under my feet. You're right. It would be nice for you to put your feet in the dirt occasionally. That'll help you to understand the alliance and not be separated that much. That's next. It's a slow evolvement, and I have discussed it over and over, of what happens next with the consciousness of a planet that starts to move into an accelerated feeling of itself when it starts to understand compassion. They come together. The Earth is the compassionate mother, Pachamama, and the Earth is standing, ready to receive you. The standing is in honor of humanity, for that's why Gaia exists. But it's a partnership that needs to be completed in order for you to go to 55, 66, and beyond. Some of you are already working this puzzle, and the old souls here are understanding it and knowing what I'm saying. Do you feel it yet? Are you starting to understand that this is not the voice of a human being? He's practiced. And what it means is this is a translation of a multidimensional message. And it used to give him so much trouble because he couldn't understand it. And now he does. In fact, when it begins, he realizes it's the language from home. What does home mean? Can you just sit and understand for a moment that you're eternal? That this life of yours is so quick and passing. All of you, every single one, has had many incarnations and expressions on this planet, and you're going to have many more. And dear ones, so many of you in this room are old souls and you don't even know it. Let me ask you, in closing, do you feel you're awakening to a bigger picture? Inside, personally. Do you feel perhaps that there is more? But now, the more is starting to visit you as it never has before. That you're more peaceful in times of struggle. That you start seeing things differently now than you ever did before. And it's not just because you're older and wiser. That there is something, a spark is coming. It's the spark of love, of compassion, call it what you want. It sits upon you, your intellect, your heart, your brain, all that is you. It invades your innate and you're a different person. There's two sleepers in here, and I don't mean you're asleep. I mean you're old souls. And you're trying so hard not to know it. Not to know it, and you are. You're beautiful and you're gentle. And you just don't want to come out. And so many of the rest of you are starting to come out. And that coming out is simply being different, compassionate, and others are starting to notice. This is the new earth, old soul. Tonight I'll give a special channeling. The old energy deceptions. Putting it together so you can hear it. And you're going to relate to all of them. And so it is.